Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
Tweet at Miriam O'Cal. Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, my next guest has been described as one of the finest singers of her generation by blues aficionados. She's been included in the Irish Music Hall of Fame, and she and her band have been gigging the length and breadth of Ireland and beyond for many years now. Hot Press described their new album, Coming Home, by saying this spiky set of haunting electric blues from the Mary Stokes Band makes a perfect soundtrack for these uncertain times. And Mary Stokes, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very good, Miriam. It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming in. We're going to chat in a few moments. Mm-hmm. But first, you're going to sing for us the title track from your new album, Coming Home. And tell me who's accompanying you here this morning.
So this morning we have Brian Palm, who's my husband and partner and co-author of the song Coming Home. We have Sarah Michelle, who is this wonderful guitar player. She's fantastic. And my brother Dermot Stokes is playing the piano. So it's kind of a stripped down version of our usual lineup, but delighted everyone's here.
Off you go.
Thank you.
Coming home, I don't know when. Coming on home, I don't know when. When I get there, hope that I'll see you again. Coming on home, I'll see all my friends. Coming on home, see I'm coming on home, baby. hope I'll see you again. I'm coming home to you.
Thanks so much, Mary. Coming home from your new album. Remind me how long you've all been gigging as the Mary Stokes Band. When did it all begin?
It began, I always look at times and dates, and I have to be kind of reserved because my personal kind of vanity suggests. But around about 87, I had graduated from college, and I was doing a lot of different kinds of music. At that time, I got to know Brian, and at that time, he was busking, and he was doing a lot of music on blues. And so I joined that. So the Mary Stokes Band formed around about 87, 88, and we began really on the road from 89.
Now, Brian, you are not Irish, so can you remember when you met Mary Stokes?
Yes, I remember as if it were yesterday. I went to a party about 1981, and as I walked in the front door, there were five beautiful women sitting on the floor, and I asked the most beautiful of them to dance, and she said yes. Later, found Mary was a singer, and we began just jamming together quite a bit, and then little by little, we found we worked really well together and formed a partnership.
And why were you in Dublin in the first place?
I'm an artist, and as a student in the States, I won a scholarship, a worldwide scholarship as a foreign artist to NCAD in Dublin. So I came as an art student and then found my career here. I'm still a professional artist, and I exhibit with the Duke Street Gallery in Dublin. And it's been a great life together with this fabulous woman.
And actually, before I came in, someone was telling me how fine your art is, actually.
Well, thank you very much.
So listen, Mary, you are famously gigging, like up to over 300 gigs a year you have been doing, haven't you?
Over the years. I mean, things come and go. And I think that's something to remember in the times that we have at the moment, that in fact, over periods of time, we would have gigged really, literally 300 and more gigs a year. And then things have an ebb and flow. At one point, we were very pleased. We met B.B. King, and members of his band were commenting how often that he gigged at the time. And we actually superseded. I think we had an extra 10 gigs or so more than they had. So they considered that to be pretty remarkable. But, you know, things come and they go. So you don't always say the same.
You know, I've interviewed a lot of artists, and some miss the gigging, and actually some don't miss it. Mm-hmm. But have you missed it?
I think that it's an interesting space to be in, and it demands a lot of resources within the individual, but it quite suited some of the things that we could do. I engage with other pieces of work in education and the like, but in particular because of our recording of the tracks. What was remarkable was that lockdown facilitated my engaging with a hugely varied international audience and people who are committed to blues. So in fact, it was almost that it allowed me away from a sense of the road is where one should be, but actually to a space which was that investigative piece, where are the radio channels? And so that has actually worked in my benefit, and it has been really busy. It's been really fascinating to find myself delivering, you know, CDs in whatever way, be that virtually or otherwise. But across the globe, Miriam, it is really quite extraordinary. And again, we take strength from each other, you know, not least myself and Brian. But I think musicians support each other, and I think it's time to continue to buoy ourselves up. And I'm really, for example, I have to mention Imelda, who has talked a number of times with you. And in each case, she's kind of mentioned the influence I would have had on her in her younger days. But, you know, she had a really strong influence on me recently, because by saying and coming out with the statement that a woman over 40 is kind of not to be, you know,
hidden away
and it's not going to work, but actually to defy that, because a lot of what I would do is to be strong and not to be necessarily defiant, but to be strong and to have a sense of yourself and to understand that things come and go in different ways and that we can be flexible. And those pieces are really important to hang on to and see the light and, you know, move towards it.
And as you know, Imelda May, yeah, she praises you so much for being a great influence on her. But there's a lot of goodwill behind you and your band, Mary.
Yes,
there's a lovely live feel as well to your new album. How do you get that live feel?
Actually, that was sort of accidental in that we were preparing for that last, and it was sort of a showcase gig, I guess, in January in the Grand Social. And so we were getting ready for that and we were preparing. And so we went into a recording studio just to tidy things up and get beginnings and endings and all of that kind of work that you have to do. I'm going to lay the credit at Brian's shoulder, because Brian is a remarkable archivist and kind of interested in recording in the process. So I tend to respond in a performance with people. It was interesting. It's a little bit like when someone takes a kind of grab shot, a photograph, and it's accidentally really captures something. So that's what happened in that situation. And then we were in this place where lockdown was happening. And certainly some of the elements that we brought to it after lockdown had quality that certainly in the Hot Press Review, I think that they picked up the terms. But again, it was almost unselfconscious. It's a very old school approach in blues recording, in fact. And so the Chess Masters, what they did was they got a band in and they recorded and they literally started and rolled through. Brian can give you more expertise about that. But
I was pretending I was Leonard Chess. Okay, take two, go for it. And we sort of had a really good time and forgot that it was being recorded. And that's, I think, comes across that we...
Absolutely.
There is such a thing as studio paranoia where everyone's nervous.
For anyone who wants to download your album or buy a copy of your CD, how do they do that most easy?
Well, it's available on Bandcamp. And we found them to be really helpful, sort of virtual space. One Friday a month, they allow the band to take all the revenue from the CD because of the difficulties, which struck me as a really good business idea. Give the musicians a day where they can get all the proceeds. And because of the problem with not only record stores not being open as such, but... getting a CD into a record store nowadays, is an unusual... it's quite a challenge if you're independent. It's in the States available in one record store in Connecticut through a friend of ours who has a little secondhand record store.
Where you grew up?
In Connecticut, yeah. We have an American band that we work with over there when we go back to the States for a holiday. A holiday for me is playing music with Mary back home.
Actually, it's interesting because this was something when way back in the day we were fortunate enough to experience playing backup band with so many wonderful musicians from B.B. King opening the show to Fats Domino to Johnny Hooker to Taj Mahal and Bo Diddley. And Buddy Guy and all these people who are extraordinary performers. But one of the interesting things was that there's another layer of performer that we got to be the backup band. So literally playing with someone. So they would come in on tour and they would pick up a band around each where they were doing the gig. What was interesting is I found at the time that was kind of interesting because we had the Mary Stokes Band in a very set lineup. Over the years, we've ended up, myself and Brian, have worked with people throughout all around Europe and in the States. And, again, the commonality and the humanity is what is important, because you don't have to speak the same language with someone. If you understand blues, there's actually language within that. And so we've worked very well with musicians. As long as you get the key right, everything's fine.
Well, look, Mary and Brian and Dermot and Sarah Michelle here as well today. Thanks so much to all of you for coming in. And your new album, Coming Home, as you said, Brian, is available from the band campsite. And you're going to play us out now with Let the Good Times Roll.
Woo!
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
When you're dead, you're done. Let the good times roll.
Good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
Good times roll.
I don't care if you're young. Let's get together, let it roll. Well, don't stand there mumbling and talking trash. Man, you wanna have some fun, you gotta spend some cash. Let the good times roll.
Good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
Good times roll.
I don't care if you're young.
$20 more than I'm gonna keep. Let the good time roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're old. Let's get together, let it roll. Well, don't send that mumbling and talking trash, man. You wanna have some fun, you gotta spend some cash. Let the good time roll.
Well, one of our listeners, Rachel, says, greetings to the Mary Stokes band. We never missed a Saturday night at Walter's Pub in Dunleary. At the time, I was working the late shift a few doors down in the local spa, and knowing I was going to see Mary and the band got me through, and what a night we always had. Mary's amazing voice lifted the roof off every time, and her deep, soulful voice transformed our young lives. Thank you always. That was Rachel.